18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. We're all used to going to the zoo, going out in the country and seeing wombats. Yeah, maybe not cuddly creatures, but small creatures. What if you walked out the door one morning and there was something that looked a bit like a wombat, but it was 2 metres high and weighed 2.7 tonnes? That would be a bit of a shock. That's the sort of scale of the animals that we know generically as megafauna. Australia doesn't now have very many big animals. We don't have elephants, we don't have rhinos, we don't have tigers. But a few million years ago, there was a period on Earth where animals, for all sorts of reasons, just got bigger, and Australia was no exception. And that led to some very interesting creatures in Australia that we collectively refer to as the megafauna. Australia's megafauna included some really incredible creatures. We had a giant goanna, nearly 5 metres long, a huge and fairly terrifying, I suspect, marsupial lion, and giant flightless thunderbirds, which up to 3 metres tall were the largest birds that ever lived. One particular example of the megafauna that we know quite a lot about is an animal that does superficially resemble a wombat, and it's called a diprotodon. Diprotodons lived, we think, from about 1.8 million years ago to perhaps 30 or even 25,000 years ago, and in those terms may well have overlapped with Aboriginal people. The diprotodons were the largest of Australia's megafauna and weighed up to about 2.7 tonnes, and like the wombat, had a backward opening pouch. Diprotodons have a snout, a little bit like somewhere between a camel and a modern wombat, but otherwise look like a really muscly giant wombats. They were herbivores, living on shrubs and small trees and grasses. We think they lived in the dry open plains area of Australia, and they were pretty widespread across inland Australia and also in some coastal areas. What we know about diprotodons, we know from fossils. For example, we can tell that diprotodon was a herbivore by studying its teeth. It was a big animal with a big appetite. So what happened to the diprotodons? Well, perhaps it was a combination of climate change and maybe human impact from the arrival of the first Aboriginal people in Australia. And some scientists argue that while Aboriginal people may have hunted them and possibly changed their habitat, it's unlikely they would have caused their disappearance altogether. It's probably a combination of maybe human impact and climate change. But what the story of the megafauna in general tell us, and the diprotodon in particular, is that things change. Some come and then they go. I think the important thing for us humans is not to be the agents of those change if we can possibly avoid it.